This week sees a wide-ranging cascade of events grouped under the title Arctic Fest. I recently talked with one of the principal organizers, microbiologist Mary Beth Lee, about the Arctic Fest aims.
Arctic Fest is a new annual festival that is premiering this year that's meant to be based here in Fairbanks, and it's a festival that combines the arts, the sciences, indigenous culture and knowledge systems, and innovation, all with a shared focus on the changing environment of the far north. And our goal in bringing all these things together is really to build community, bringing people together to have these conversations over our shared love of this place, but conversations that we hope are really uplifting and empowering and help us envision a future and move towards that future. And in particular, feel something, which is the important component that the arts bring to it.
There was a headline that the Arctic or the polar regions are heating up four times faster or more strongly than elsewhere around the globe. We've known that. As somebody in media, I've been reporting on this for more than a decade. It strikes me that I sometimes get pretty gloomy about the ability to convey the seriousness that we seem to be in right now. Do you think art may have a power to reach people that the bare facts don't?
Yeah, I do think so. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. I'll say there's many people who think and write, for example, about this, including Robin Wall Kimmerer, who's the author of Braiding Sweetgrass. But she has a wonderful quote that often comes to mind, and it's that the facts may change our minds, but it takes poetry to change our hearts. And I think that really touches on this matter perfectly, because we have a tendency to think that if people just had the facts, they would change their minds and do the right thing. And no, year after year, as you pointed out, that proves to not be adequate, that what we need is this connection to emotions and values, which is something that the arts and the humanities bring.
Are you ever depressed about the way we're going? And are you heartened by events like this?
I am. You know, I'd say yes on both fronts, that certainly it's hard. But I think I am an eternal optimist. But I find that the one thing that is most uplifting to me is a sense of community. And this feeling that when people come together and do something with positive intentions together, that's, I feel like, one of the most powerful things of all. And I think that's part of what motivates me to create opportunities for people to come together and connect.
Putting on events like this isn't cheap. Are there other stakeholders involved?
Yeah, the College Rotary in particular, I want to thank for sponsoring the Innovation Hub, which is going to be a wonderful platform in the exhibit hall of Pioneer Park where people can share short talks and demonstrations about their sustainable innovations that are focused on the environment. And also the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service, who support the Bonanza Creek Long-Term Ecological Research Program that's producing this series of In a Time of Change Boreal Forest Stories events.
How will you know if it's successful or not, or how will that work?
Yeah, that's always an important question, is how do you assess the success of an event or an endeavor? One way to do that is by how many people turned out, but that's not the only way, because we recognize this is year one. We're starting relatively modestly. We hope in the future to attract more people from outside of the local community and have it be a tourist destination, ultimately, which is the reason we chose this time near Labor Day to make it easy for tourists to come and also to enjoy the beautiful fall. But I think another really critical metric of success is what kind of conversations do people have? Are there connections made? Is community built and strengthened? Are people inspired to move forward and work together?
I'll offer more of my conversation with Mary Beth Lee tomorrow. Links to find out more about Arctic Fest are on the KUAC website. I'm Robert Hannon.